Hi, we are live from Vancouver. I always leave that delay on for some silly reason. Hope you're doing okay wherever you are in the world. My name is DJ Ian. I am in Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada. Today is, rather special. It's 100% Deep Purple. Why, you may ask, is it 100% Deep Purple? Well, history was made this week. Ritchie Blackmore got up on stage with the band for the first time in 33 years, which may mean nothing to most people, but a big Deep Purple rainbow fan like me, that is just like a monumental thing. So we're going to be playing tracks from the new Deep Purple album Splat, which we just started off with Arrogant Boy. We're going to play stuff from The Battle Rages On, which was the last album Ritchie Blackmore played with Deep Purple. And then we're going to play from Fireball. And then we're going to play the live album Nobody's Perfect, which was recorded in the middle of the 80s. And it's going to be all Deep Purple today. So that's how it's going to be. If you don't like Deep Purple, well, this may be your opportunity to actually have a listen and see what you do and don't like. Or, you know. Big hello to anyone listening on CJSF 90.1 FM. Not live, but we are kind of live. I'm still alive. All the way from East Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada. Of course, Deep Purple coming to Abbotsford September the 2nd. Now, I was just sitting and thinking, September the 2nd, my very first gig that I ever saw in my life was at the Liverpool Empire, September the 3rd. 1976, and that was Ritchie Blackmore's Rainbow. So if you're getting the connections here, it's all in my head, but that's 50 years ago to the day then I see Deep Purple. Now, I've seen Deep Purple before, so that's not the issue. The issue is that's 50 years of music. Now, they've been around for a lot longer than 50 years. So, they've been around quite a few years. So, anyway, I thought it was appropriate to play some music from them. And so we're going to go on with another new track from the band. This is a track called Sacred Land. You are listening to DJ Ian on thehouseofprog.com. Ian on the Transatlantic Express Radio Show on the House of Prog. Also on CJSF Radio, Simon Fraser University in Burnaby, British Columbia, Canada at 90.1 FM. Deep Purple from the brand new album Splat. It is out and in the world as we speak. And the track you just heard was The Rider. About 4 minutes worth. Yeah, and featuring the new guitar player, whose name, unfortunately, I tend to forget a lot. So the album is called Splat. You heard The Rider and Sacred Land in there as well. And that is a whole bunch of, they were playing probably quite a few tracks from the album. It's a good album. You know, it's hard to find good rock albums made by bands that have been around for 60 odd years. they generally don't put albums out anymore after a certain point, but Deep Purple have been putting albums out every couple of years for the last, I don't know how long. I mean, they never really stopped. So yeah, so there's lots of music for people to listen to that we've not heard before. You know, almost everybody's got, you know, they're on top of every single album release that they've done, which I don't think everybody's up with that. All right, we're going to go back now to 1993. And the band had been together through the 80s, reformed, had fallen out with each other, but then for about 12 months got back together and put an album out called The Battle Rages On. And this is the classic lineup. This is the title track from it. It's called The Battle Rages On. It features Richie Blackmore. And if you're wondering why we're doing a Deep Purple themed show today, is because Richie Blackmore got up on stage with the existing members of Deep Purple, which include Roger Glover, the original member Ian Paice, and Don Airey on keyboards, and then I keep wanting to call him Nigel, the new guitar player. I don't know why. Anyway, they got up and did Smoke on the Water as an encore. Richie didn't look too healthy, but he does live on Long Island with his missus. Yeah, so I think that's why it was a little easier for him to get to. Anyway, this is the title track from the 1993 release, The Battle Rages On.
Transatlantic Express on the House of Prog.
What you do, I just so